Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving here on the Brett Mega Show is where we kind of recap things that people are talking about on the internet. You don't have time to be checking your phone, doom scrolling. We'll scroll for you. I'll read a headline and Hanny will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. These are the most Googled lyrics of 2025, including a scandalous Taylor Swift one.
Ooh, what are they?
So finishing at number two, Kevin, Not Like Us, was the number two most viewed lyric and most Googled.
And it should be.
It was probably fantastic.
Were part of why it was number two.
Yeah. Mustard on the Beat, yo, was number two for Kendrick Lamar. Number one was a lyric from Wood. It was, he amazed me and opened up my eyes, which later gets changed to thighs, if you're wondering.
Google.
Top five artists Google was Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, and Eminem.
Eminem, really?
Yeah. And then top five songs, Golden, Not Like Us, and Creep from Radiohead.
Huh.
What?
Yeah.
That's a random one.
Wood was number four. A reindeer in England is going viral because he thinks he's a dog.
Love that.
It's kind of like the opposite of Max, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Who thinks
it's a reindeer?
Yeah, this reindeer like had to move in. He was 7 months old, moved into the house because he had like an injury, and so like wasn't producing enough milk. The owners were taking care of him, bottle feeding him, and like kind of nursing him back to health.
Reindeers produce milk?
Yeah, like just like being able to like feed the young. So it's like a baby reindeer wasn't able to like get milk from mom and stuff like that.
Sad.
So the owners were taking care of them. And the reindeer was like, you know what? Like, I've been hanging out with these three dogs, and now acts like a dog, like going to fetch, laying around.
Sit.
Yeah. You can now pay your ChatGPT to get high on drugs.
What?
What?
Okay.
Everyone
clearly
wants
I gotta
details.
Take this one, yeah.
So a coder in Sweden launched a site where you can buy drugs for ChatGPT, and you can buy different ones. Like, you could buy weed, and then you, like, purchase it, you give it to your ChatGPT, and then it answers questions like it's high.
Yeah,
now that's kind of funny.
Now it's chat CBD.
Literally.
But it could be like cocaine, ketamine. It's like
different drugs.
Like, yeah, they have all these different ones. AI experts say it's more of a gimmick, but there is a way to be like, hey, you can make your chat GPT high now.
Isn't that crazy? What is happening?
Yeah.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, take on this challenge with us here on the Brett Mega Show. Someone tells you, think of a movie quote. What's the first quote that pops in your head? Maybe it's your favorite movie quote of all time. Maybe that's the first thing that pops in your head. But when you think of movie quotes, what's the first thing, first quote instantly pops in your head. I want you to share it with us at 855-444-MEGA. And so that number is 855-444-6342. You can call us and tell us that favorite movie quote of yours or the first one that pops in your head, or you could text it to us. I think about this because my dad actually just recently came to visit for the holidays, and he nonstop talks about movie quotes. He wants to, like...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Guys, I think he really wants to create a like movie quote board game where like you have to remember board game, like remember the movie quote.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Don't tell him that. And I think they exist. But he's on it. He's creating a whole board game, guys. I think he's gonna sell. He's gonna be the next Monopoly guy. And so he's obsessed with movie quotes and remembering them. And so he was talking about it. He was actually going to give me a book, but he forgot it for my holiday gift. And he said, I got you a book of movie quotes. I love them so much. You should use it on the show. And so I don't need the book. I'm just going to use you guys. You guys will create a whole list of your favorite movie quotes. For me, the first movie quote, if you say, like, think of a movie quote, this is the most iconic movie quote in any movie ever.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Most iconic movie quote of all time. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Number one. And what's it for you, Hannah? What's the most iconic or first movie quote that pops in your head instantly?
Okay, this was the first one that popped into my head, and I think it's because it's my nephew's favorite movie.
Minions! Tonight, we steal the moon! Yeah!
So that's Gru from Despicable Me. But as I asked Kevin to pull that clip, he was like, Hannah, I can't find that clip. I'm like, Kevin, it is like the most famous clip from Despicable Me. What do you mean? Like, he's up on the thing, like on the Jumbotron with all of the minions below him saying he's going to steal the moon. He's like, Hannah, that's not what they say.
So did they say something completely different?
No, he says, tonight we steal the moon. There's no minions before it.
And but, so who's iconic saying minions that yell? On TikTok? So AB and I are absolutely flabbergasted. And after further investigation, that quote that we just played is from a TikTok sound, not the movie. This whole time I thought it was from the movie. I even called my other friends. I'm like, hey, what does he say when he says he steals the moon? And they all say, minions! But he doesn't say
he
minions.
He never yells minions? Never
does. That's crazy.
That's, you know what's interesting?
It's like Mandela effect.
Right. That's kind of like, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, it's same with like Star Wars. Everyone always says, Luke, I am
your father.
And
there's just, no,
that's misquoted, right?
The actual quote is, no, I'm your father. Yeah.
He never says Luke's name.
He never says Luke's name.
Wow.
See?
And there's a lot like that. It's like Play It Again, Sam from Casablanca.
Oh, really?
There's no Sam there. I think we kind of do that because we give reference to the film.
Interesting.
But it's how we remember it.
All right, real or fake movie quote? whatever pops in your head. Someone, you think of a movie quote, what's the first one that pops in your head? 855-444-MEGA. What's the movie quote for you? 855-444-6342. What is your, if you had to think, someone goes, hey, what's a movie quote? What's the first quote that pops in your head? Maybe it's your favorite. Most likely, probably up there. 855-444-MEGA. But when I think of movie quotes, it might not be my favorite, but like, you can't handle the truth. It's so iconically repeated all the time. What is your movie quote? My dad is obsessed with movie quotes, wants to create like a game and things like that. So when he was visiting for the holidays, we were talking about it. And I was like, I wonder what people like first quote pops in their head. What is it? What is it for you, Kevin? You're a big movie guy.
And I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and it's probably one of the best lines in all of Star Wars.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Don't know the power of the dark
Whoa.
Side.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Does that give you goosebumps,
it
Kevin?
Does. It does.
He's fired up now.
The Luke, I am your father, is probably more iconic, but that's the one that
that's
you think
one.
Of
That's
instantly.
That's what I always think of.
AB,
always.
Another big movie person, but is this going to be a movie any of us have ever seen?
Well, it comes from one of my favorite movies, 17 Again, with Zac Efron.
Oh, I forgot.
And this
oh,
is the first quote that came to my mind. It's from a scene where Ned, the nerdy guy, is flirting with his son's principal.
I think now would probably be a good time to tell you that I don't date my students' parents.
Okay, well, maybe I should tell you that I never don't not date the principal of my child.
Okay, come on.
That movie is actually so...
It's so funny. Like, you forget how funny it is. And my family quotes that all the time. And I met Ned when I was in New York one time,
oh, yeah.
Thomas
wow.
Lennon,
yeah.
and I had drinks with him, and he, like, re-quoted it for me.
Oh,
did
awesome.
You tell him,
that's
I
awesome.
Never
awesome.
Not date somebody I meet in New York with drinks?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, love that movie.
What is your favorite movie quote? Hannah, you were talking about Despicable Me and how you misquoted that you use Minions. Lee's had a different quote that she uses from Despicable Me. Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, there you are, Lisa. On the Bluetooth
Sorry
speakerphone still.
Yeah.
What's the quote, Lisa?
It's so fluffy I could die.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Lisa. And thank you for following directions.
Right, exactly.
Terry, you have an iconic quote. What's the movie quote for you?
From Princess Bride. Hello, my name is Antigua Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Iconic.
Oh, God,
always
iconic.
Repeated.
Man,
Princess
so
Bride every single time. And then Mike, end us with a funny one. What's your favorite movie quote? Someone asks you, think of a movie quote. What pops in your head?
Yeah, it's going to be Step Brothers. And he walks in the living room and he's like, why are you so sweaty? He's like, nothing. Just watching cops.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many good ones from that movie.
There are so many.
Many we can't say
You're
on the
right.
air.
Bunk beds. We got bunk beds. Week away from Christmas, guys. Next week, this time, we'll be celebrating Christmas. Santa will have arrived. It is the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The surviving family members of the Reiners have released an official statement. I'll share it with you guys next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The surviving children of Robin Michelle Reiner have released a statement following the murder of their parents by their brother Nick. It reads, words cannot even begin to describe the unimaginable pain we are experiencing every moment of the day. The horrific and devastating loss of our parents is something that nobody should ever experience. They weren't just our parents, they were our best friends. We are grateful for the outpouring of condolences, kindness, and support we have received, not only from family and friends, but from people from all walks of life. We now ask for respect and privacy, and for speculation to be tempered with compassion and humanity, and for our parents to be remembered for the incredible lives that they lived and the love they gave.
Beautiful statement after one of the most horrible weeks of their entire life.
No
obviously,
doubt about it.
It's like a story that, like, we haven't seen probably something so public and gruesome since maybe OJ. Like, something like does it like kind of reminds you of the OJ situation where there's this gory death and so public figure that we all kind of witness. It only thing that brings that we can relate it to is probably the OJ Simpson case. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't thought of those being like kind of related, but they are. Also, more updates. I'm trying to give you guys as much information as I can. Their official cause of death was revealed yesterday as well, and it's multiple sharp force injuries. So it kind of goes along with all the speculation that we've kind of heard since the beginning.
What an awful week for them.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's do it. Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk about New Year's Eve. 44% of us will do this on New Year's Eve. What are we doing?
This might be me this year. 44% of us might go to bed before midnight.
Go to bed before midnight. All right.
That was mine. So if it's not that one, I think they will kiss the one they love at midnight.
New Year's Eve kiss.
44% only?
AB's been 6 years since he kissed the human.
You got to remember, a lot of people don't even get to midnight. So yeah.
That too.
True.
I was more concerned about AB just being single, but yeah, some people don't even make it there.
You guys are kind of taking the good answers. Kiss a stranger.
Ooh.
Old school, AB.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old era.
Someone got it right. Is either kiss a stranger, kiss the one you love, or don't even make it to midnight. Who got it correct? I'll tell you what 44% of people do on New Year's Eve next.
Mega Minds.
Give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 44% of us will do this on New Year's Eve. I said someone on the show got it correct. Hannah, your guess was?
I said not even make it till midnight.
And I said kiss the one they love.
And I said kiss a stranger.
You guys all really liked Hannah's answer, right?
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to steal Hannah's answer.
Yeah.
That's because it was the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah got it correct. 44% of us don't even make it to midnight. Agreed. It's the most overhyped holiday.
Yep.
I was mind blown when I heard that people all have different ways and how they end Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It is the Brett Maga Show, so I was shocked by this. And so apparently everyone has a different way. You know, like in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you yell out different things. Like, oh, look, they wouldn't let Rudolph play any reindeer games, and you yell out.
Like Monopoly.
Yeah. And they used to call, you know, Rudolph all these like mean names or whatever it is. And then you yell out, like Pinocchio.
Yep.
Everyone yells out all the same ones every single time. But apparently how you end Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is different for each person. And it changes based off generation. And we have different generations all on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah and AB are Gen Z. I'm millennial. Kevin is around when the dinosaurs were around. And
Boomer vibes.
You know. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play the end of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then you write down, don't yell it out, write down how you would yell out like the ending of Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Like what? And Hannah, what would you put up?
I said like George Washington.
That's what I put, like George Washington.
Oh, I said like Columbus.
You wrote Columbus?
Kevin, that makes you sound prehistorically old.
Yeah.
Amy, what did you write down?
I've never heard anybody say anything at the end of this song.
What?
I have never heard this in my
You've
life.
You've never heard? Do you yell story. Out the stuff or are you just lame? You don't yell
no,
out the
stuff. Other things I am familiar with, but the ending.
Familiar with? What do you mean familiar? You had like Rudolph is like a, like I've heard of Rudolph.
Right.
Like
I don't really like the OG Christmas music. If I find it creepy and sad.
What?
Rudolph guiding the man sleigh?
This song sounds creepy to me.
If they didn't sing it on Glee, AB's not listening to it.
Yeah, they weren't singing this on Glee.
That is horrible.
I didn't know anyone did anything else other than George Washington. I've never heard of anything other than George Washington.
Kevin, really? Columbus is wild.
I think that that's what happened. I think when Columbus sort of got, you know, blacklisted several years ago, when we talked about, canceled? You know.
Yeah, well, Columbus was canceled. Yeah,
he's
been canceled.
Because of the, you know, the way he treated indigenous people and the whole thing. And that, you know.
He got kicked out of Rudolph.
He got kicked out of Rudolph.
Yeah, we realized and, he, like, raped people and pillaged this entire country.
They
had no idea.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I didn't know that either.
That's why Columbus Day. Also,
why do we have Columbus Day then?
We don't. That's why they call it Indigenous People Day.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. Everyone is being mind blown right now. Who would have thought we'd learned so much in our life? So, yes, Columbus was canceled. And so we stopped yelling out Columbus. And so maybe that's where we picked up George Washington. But other answers, I was craziest. Whoever wrote the article said they always yelled out like Thomas Jefferson. Never heard that before.
Nobody cares about him. We need more interesting.
No one cares about
we need more interesting people.
I thought maybe Elvis Presley was one, right?
Other ones was Ben Franklin, like the dinosaurs, like Columbus. Columbus was in the article.
I was going to say.
I just never heard of it. I always thought everyone yelled out George Washington.
I don't care about him.
You don't care about George Washington, our first president?
Do yourself a favor and watch the American Revolution on PBS. You will care a ton.
PBS?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Is that cable? I don't even have, I don't pay for cable.
AB's going to yell out, like Ben Platt.
Yeah.
Like, who?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.